I am Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, the business technology show by Tech Central, brought to you today by Switchcom Distribution and Huawei eKit. This is the third in a series of three, and you can check out the first two episodes on our YouTube page. My guests today in studio are Dierwald van Eck and Kurt Anthony. I will give them an opportunity to introduce themselves in just a moment. The gentlemen are two technical gurus who will tell us more about how to use the eKit in an operational setting. Gents, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool.
My name is Dierwald van Eck. I work for CMBAS as the global NOC manager. Mm-hmm. Obviously worked my way up from being a network engineer.
Yes.
And quickly grew in that space.
Yes.
So my role on a group level for the company is to test out new equipment to make sure that, you know, we are market leaders in technology, providing solutions for our clients. Okay. So at the end of the day, I'll give Kurt a chance to introduce himself as well.
Okay. Before Kurt introduces himself, you said you're a NOC manager, and NOC is a Network Operations Center Manager, correct?
100%,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Kurt, please tell us about yourself.
Yeah. I'm Kurt Anthony. I'm one of the basically the support agents. Mm-hmm. On a day-to-day, we actually support our clients through Huawei and Huawei eKit. Mm-hmm. So basically, I'm client-facing, mm-hmm. and I get to deal with most of the issues, and luckily for me, I get to sort them out as well.
Okay, awesome. So, Dierwald, could you tell us from a NOC or a technical manager's perspective, how do Huawei switches, routers, access points fit into the SME market?
So, basically, eKit set out to be market leaders in providing Wi-Fi technology for consumers. Mm-hmm. And I must say, kudos and compliments to them. They set out to create a platform where it's easy to use. They've supplied routers, switches, access points, basically enterprise grade, and brought them down to the SME market for consumers to experience or have that experience as well.
All right. And what specific problems are they solving for SMEs?
So basically, cost is obviously a big factor when deploying any Wi-Fi solution. You'd get customers that want enterprise-grade connectivity, but they don't want to pay enterprise-grade prices.
Yes.
So basically, their entry point is Wi-Fi 6, mm-hmm. and within the next few months, they'll probably release the Wi-Fi 7 product range as well.
Yes.
Just to give you an idea, only the latest flagship phones, like the Samsung S23 and 24, have mm-hmm. Wi-Fi 7 capable Wi-Fi chips embedded in the cell phones.
Yes.
So they are definitely market leaders. They do the research, they implement the technology, and I believe that they will be one of the first vendors rolling out on Wi-Fi 7 in the enterprise, in the SME space. Yeah.
Still giving an enterprise experience.
Yeah, so they have a huge market advantage.
Mm-hmm. But what would you say, you've mentioned Wi-Fi 7 as a market leading feature. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other features that engineers, you know, enjoy about this eKit on a day-to-day?
Look, it's all about simplicity. Mm-hmm. We want to enable customers to be able to deploy and commission the infrastructure without necessarily needing a network engineer to go and create these solutions for customers. I mean, just to take you on the journey of what it looks like onboarding one of these Wi-Fi devices, every single device in the eKit range has a QR code printed on the side. So basically, you just create and deploy a new project. And from there, you just scan a QR code and it's done. There's no SSH involved like other vendors where you need to know some of the, you know, hacker commands and things like that. They make it super simple, even for people that are not super technical.
Yes.
I mean, just point, click and shoot. You've basically adopted this device to your network. and there's really no fuss.
Mm. But then, Kurt, on the other side, yes, it is simpler for people to deploy these networks.
Yes.
But if they have trouble on the support side, that's where...
That's where I come in, yes. Yeah. Definitely. On the Huawei eKit, we actually make use of their cloud platform, which also allows us to manage and troubleshoot these client SME ranges remotely. So we can actually have a technician just on site giving us remote hands and being our eyes on the ground. Mm-hmm. And and then we just take it from there. For instance, we would guide our technicians, listen here, you have to either check this cable or, you know, yeah.
Yes.
But in terms of supporting the devices, it's so much easier because instead of having to SSH, like Dewald mentioned, previously we had to SSH from this router to that router to actually get to the router, your end device,
yes,
in order to see what is currently happening. Now with the cloud deployment, you just log in and you'll be able to see everything you need to from one physical dashboard, basically.
Okay. So in terms of that, you've mentioned that the cloud deployment and the physical dashboard are some features that make things this deployment easy. What else makes it easier for SMEs to use this?
Yeah. So if you have a company, managing these devices and there's, any issues, there's actually a 10-minute... not a chatbot, but you have everybody likes AI these days, but you would be able to speak to a representative from Huawei on their platform.
Mm-hmm.
When you log a ticket, within 10 minutes, you'll get a first response. And from there, you can start troubleshooting with Huawei directly. Mm. Mm. So they actually have vendor-level support to all companies and users at a consumer level. Then... the cloud platform actually allows quite a few things, insights and things like that. If you take into consideration what the Wi-Fi experience looks like, there's no guessing. When you log onto the eKit website and you go over to the dashboard or the overview, you would see quite a lot of information. You know, how many clients are connected, what is the aggregate throughput of all of your access points for that project. You would be able to see if there's quite a lot of interference. You'll be able to see, what is the client experience look like without guessing, you know.
Mm.
Quite a lot of customers that would complain about Wi-Fi, oh, but my Wi-Fi dropped because of this reason.
Mm.
And just from an overview, quick overview on the eKit website, from that perspective, you can immediately tell whether there's an issue with the access points, whether there is too many users connected to a specific access point, which I also have to add, the eKit range.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to them. They allow quite a lot of concurrent users, sometimes up to 10 times of what we used to.
Mm.
Like, let's say, for instance, if we have to use a big example, the Huawei eKit AP761 access point allows up to 512 concurrent users, making that product excellent for, public outdoor Wi-Fi deployments.
Mm.
And especially now in the recent months,
mm-hmm,
we've seen the government reaching out to Centec and BBI to create that outdoor blanket,
yes,
to give connectivity to people, that didn't really have that luxury,
yes,
in the past.
Mm.
And with devices like the AP761,
mm,
you can blanket an entire community with a handful of access points.
Mm.
When I have to compare that to other vendors, I think we rolled out in the most recent deployment.
Yes.
There was 325 access points required,
mm,
from a competitive vendor.
Yes.
And with Huawei, we only needed 125. So it's 66% cheaper,
yeah,
to roll out with Huawei devices,
mm,
and with 30% less access points.
Mm.
So in terms of, you know, coming back to having enterprise connectivity, but in the SME range, available to all consumers, it really speaks out, you know, to everybody, tier two and tier three ISPs and consumers.
Yes. I think you've given one example now of, for instance, outdoor spaces.
Yeah.
At the top of my head, I think I can think of event spaces as other spaces that would really need to scale up at some point at times because of the connectivity needs. But what other examples do you have of SMEs using Huawei's eKit to kind of improve their connectivity?
Yeah, look, they're quite innovative. Mm-hmm. They've released the access points that can compete with multiple vendors in that space. But they've also released recently the Huawei eKit FTTO brand. You could power access points over the same fiber cable that you connected. Now, I know that sounds absolutely ludicrous, but it's basically a fiber cable with a two-core copper.
Okay.
Embedded into the cable. So you could power access points from 600 meters away.
Yes.
So let's say, for instance, hotels, lodges, that sort of thing. You could use the FTTO range. It would already have all of your router functions like NATing and acting as a DHCP server.
Yes.
So there's no need for any additional equipment.
Mm.
You can just use this equipment. And it would cover basically all of your needs.
Mm-hmm.
It would power your access points from a central location. Mm. With us having so much load shedding in South Africa, you have your battery backup in one location, powering all of your access points through fiber.
Yes.
So that it's quite innovative.
Clever. But what are some of the common challenges you encounter? And I guess this is on the support side. What kind of common challenges are there on support and that you deal with?
Where do I start? Okay, so common challenges is basically end users mostly, where they are not familiar with new technology. So that's where we would come in. And to some extent, we would also try and educate our end users, you know. I know with the Huawei eKit, you don't need high-level technical guys anymore.
Mm.
You know, for some of our end clients, they would call in, I need assistance to set up my access point.
Mm.
No problem, just scan the QR code, I'll log in on the cloud deployment, and then basically I would take it from there. So you don't need any high-level people anymore.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that would be number one on my list, where of the common challenges is people that's basically not technically inclined.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. But then now you can solve that problem by just guiding them through the process and handling most of the technical stuff.
Definitely,
on your side. Okay. So when looking at the network operations center team and their monitoring tools, how do those integrate with Huawei's tools?
Mm.
So, you know, let's say you've already got your own thing going here and now you bring Huawei in. How do they work together?
Look, it's difficult getting many vendors to play nice with each other using common protocols like SNMP and those type of protocols where you can integrate that with already existing systems.
Mm.
The Huawei cloud platform gives you easy manageability. Like I mentioned, you can just at a glance tell whether your network is acting fully, whether the client experience has degraded, or if there's any improvements that you need to make. So from a management and a monitoring perspective, to quickly, let's say for instance, there is lots of interference, right? You could at the click of a button, just one button, right? Just click optimize. And it would use AI features and functions to look at channel interference, band steering, that sort of thing. And it would actually rectify the network for you. Let's say, for instance, there's a niche case where one access point is acting out. You can do manual optimizations as well. So in terms of management, usability, I would definitely say that They've probably thought of almost every circumstance.
Every single case. Okay. And then scale is another thing, right? Mm. So sometimes SMEs deploy, but then at some point they need to scale up. How do these products help them do this efficiently?
Look, they use look at common protocols. Mm-hmm. They use, let's say, for instance, you have one access point, right? Nothing stops you from installing another switch with more access points. Mm-hmm. Most of their switches are reasonably priced, I must say, especially, let's say, for instance, their Huawei EKIT S310 switch. It's a fully managed switch for under 5,000 Rand, mm-hmm. which is super cheap. Mm-hmm. You can just scale and add more switches, more access points if you need to. Yeah.
And again, it's point and click.
Yeah, point and click. You just face your camera at the next device, the next switch, the next access point, and it would just add that onto your network. So in terms of scalability, they've also, you know, they were very diligent in making sure that that's possible.
All right. And what trends do you think in SME networking do you think Huawei's range is best suited to solve in the next kind of 5 years?
Well, if you look at the market, right, there's quite a lot of issues with product availability, cost, scalability, and whether it's a switch or an access point or a router or, you know, something in the fiber range, they can definitely, they do, you know, go out of their way to make sure that the gold distributors that distribute their products for them, you know, have equipment available. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for instance, you have devices going faulty. This is actually a really, really well thought selling point, you know, of these devices. You can return a device to Switchcom, mm-hmm. and if there's no lightning damage or, you know, any acts of God that affected this device, you can just get a new unit. They'll just swap it out for you right away. So I would say in the next 5 years, we can... it's difficult when there's a vendor change, right? Because if you drive a Toyota for the last 30 years, mm-hmm. it's going to be difficult for you to swap to Audi or Mercedes or something else because mm-hmm. you've already built that trust. Mm-hmm. And Huawei makes it really easy, you know, for people to onboard them as a vendor. Mm-hmm. In terms of a security perspective, they've already designed the protocols. And we actually work really, really closely with their R&D team to make sure that they're constantly, you know, keeping up to date from a technical perspective. Mm. So there's obviously rollout plans for some of the changes that we've already recommended. Mm-hmm. And they give dates... as to when that happens, and there's different versions and iterations of those updates that gets rolled out to the devices. Because, I mean, from a device perspective, right, they've built the technology.
Yes.
They've put the equipment into the devices. Now it's just keeping it up to date.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. with security,
yes.
scalability. Yes. And in the next 5 years, I can see... probably up to 20%, maybe even 30% of devices being swapped out for Huawei products. Because let's be realistic, if you have a problem, because that's essentially what we get all day, every day, you've got a problem. The problem is you need to provide connectivity to this residence or this hospital or this outdoor public Wi-Fi space. Yeah. Then we have to go and design a solution that is cost effective, mm-hmm. You know, to deploy. And the more we deploy these, you know, connectivity issues to hotels and hospitals and companies, we see that a lot of the budget, you know, is being spent on labor. So most of your cost that you should be spending on equipment, you know, is now being spent on labor.
Yes.
And it's sometimes you would see that the labor costs to roll out with these solutions sometimes exceed the equipment costs.
Okay.
So if you think about it, just another scenario, and they've really, you know, taken the initiative to make sure that there's a solution for every problem, right? Whether you need fiber, wireless connectivity. If you take a warehouse that's 600 meters long, just the labor to install the fiber would probably be around 70,000 rand at cost to company, right? That's, manpower to put that cable in the ground or in conduits, that sort of thing.
Mm.
But if you have an access point that has 600, 500 meters coverage, just as an example, you could cover that entire warehouse with four access points. Because you obviously don't want to, you know, stretch it to its absolute maximum.
Yes.
But you can provide connectivity of 280 meters comfortably from a single access point.
Yes.
So you put two on the edge and two in the middle, facing out, and you've got full coverage.
Yes. And so you save significantly because of that.
You do. You do. Yeah. Now it only costs you about, let's say, 2,500 rand to do that installation. And not 70,000, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I would say in the next 5 years, I see, Huawei devices taking up 20, even 30% market share.
Okay, excellent. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time and for your insights.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
For having
us. Thank you so much for having us today.
That is Diewald van Eck and Kurt Anthony for Switchcom Distribution and Huawei eKit on TCS+.